Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Cousins for Christ. This is going to be the Christianity 101, back to the basics type, where it only goes for about 10 minutes or so. With me today is Chris.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Oh, anytime you're around, I'm good, buddy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's nice to hear. That's nice to hear.
So
I like the idea of what you come up with. This is a really, really good thing, and it's...
Well, I have my moments. A few and far between.
They're few and far between for both of us, that's for sure. But I think it's good. I think it's a lot of... They seem to be simple questions, but they're very important, especially for people coming in and... You know, if they're either starting at any point of your life as a Christian, they're good. So I'm proud. Yeah. This is a good idea, man. I'm proud. Appreciate you doing it.
I appreciate it. And Jeff's not here with us tonight. Once again, he'll be back hopefully next week in that podcast. He's kind of, a lot of people don't know, is Jeff runs a full-time business. Yep. And he does Sunday school for the high schoolers at his church. So he's got a lot on him, and he just needs a little time off every once in a while. And so
understandable.
We also kind of, he puts all of our outlines together. So give him some time off. So we're going to do this in between time.
We're trying to step it up a little bit our end. But
yeah. So our question today is what is the Trinity?
It is confusing. If you read a lot about it, it can be a hard concept. If I think we have a tendency to complicate things and just try to rationalize in our mind what it means. But I've also heard a lot of arguments when they're like, well, how can he be this and this, or separate beings? So I think this is a good one to hit on tonight. So
what do I think the Trinity is? The Trinity is God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Although Jesus is God, he's not the Father. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, however you want to say it, is God, but he's not the Father or Jesus.
Right.
It's three in one. Three bodies all commit to one idea and one focus and one sole purpose.
Correct. And you labeled them out. You listed out the Father. Yeah. The Father is God as creator.
The invisible God.
Lord of salvation and judge, as revealed in the Old Testament. Then you have the Son, Jesus Christ. He's a God incarnate who lived among humans, died on the cross, and was resurrected. He was our sacrifice. That was still God.
Yes.
And then, the Holy Spirit, which is the helper and intercessor, empowering believers with new life, which, after you repent and confess, you're it just says empowered with with this intercessor.
When he came back, when Jesus talks about a comforter that will come, and they will help remember of everything he said.
Yes.
And so.
And they speak on it, and you said it really well, that it's three separate, it's the Father,
Son. Three separate persons.
That share, there was one place that put it on here that it was, although their roles differ in the thing, their divine nature is identical.
Yes.
Is a great way that I read it. Or they share the same divine essence. But they all play three separate parts.
Yes.
But we're all God.
Yes.
So a lot of people have, like I said, they have an issue with it. And it's always a good thing to try to clarify, too, because people will use it as contradictions to each other. They'll try to use that or say it's, well, when it's not. It's three separate purposes, but all the same divine essence. That's the way that I like it. So.
Yes. That's it. That's totally it. Jesus constantly prayed to the Father. He talked of the coming of the Holy Spirit after he departed, so we always had that. We even have verses in, Proverbs 34, for instance. Who has ascended to heaven and come down? Who has gathered the wind in his fist? Who has wrapped up the waters in a garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name, and what is the name of his Son's name? Surely you know. That right there is talking about two distinct different persons, the Father and the Son.
Correct.
So that's just one example.
And the Jesus, the second part of the Trinity, was not something that was just created.
No, he was
after the New Testament. He was there from the beginning. Because if you look in
John
1:1-5, there is a verse in here that says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And later in John, John identifies Jesus on John 1:14, and it says Jesus was the Word. Yes. He's referenced as the Word. So it's a connection back that Jesus was always there. That mm-hmm. part was always there.
Yes.
But it became relevant when it was time or became, you know, I don't want to say created, but...
That's a good word. I was about to say, was created that Jesus and God wasn't there together.
Correct.
In the Holy Spirit.
Correct.
All of them was there at the same time to create the universe.
Correct.
And Earth.
Yes. So that is a...
Jesus is not a created being. He's always been.
Yes.
He's Alpha and Omega. Yeah. Just like God, just like the Holy Spirit. All separate entities, mm-hmm. all one manifest into God.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. That's a pretty simple way to put it, bud.
Yeah.
I don't know if people have questions on it or something like that. Please, you know, if they need more clarification on it. It's like I said, if you do some studying on it, it's easy to find exactly how it is. But if you have questions on it or something like that, like these are meant to help just like for these quick little discussions to help if there's any confusion or anything, like there's stuff that we feel like I needed clarity on or other people do. So
I mean, I honestly think I just pulled my brain coming up with some of that stuff.
But there's some big words, man. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. More than two syllables. Good, yeah. Good for you, bud. Look at you.
Anything else you like to add?
No, I think that's it. I think, you know, you don't want to confuse it more than it is, yeah. But it's, I mean,
it is. You know, I think you did good. I think you did a good job of describing it. So this is Because It's for Christ, Christianity 101. This is what we're going to be about. We're going to try to keep it under 10 minutes. I know we talk a lot.
Yeah.
But you'll have this probably every other week. Sometimes we're going to have other people in. Maybe Jeff will be here one week and he'll want to take part in a couple. Maybe we have some other people that's new to Christianity that we'd like to bring in and have them
Absolutely.
Ask questions. If you have any questions you want us to talk about and that we can discuss within a 10-minute period, let us know. Post on there. If you like this format, post on there. Let us know. We appreciate it. And where can they find us?
They can find us on Facebook, mm-hmm. Cousins for Christ. They can find us on Spotify, mm-hmm. Apple, YouTube.
iHeartRadio.
And we appreciate everybody that listens. It means the world to us. And hopefully, it helps us. We say the same. It helps us with this. I know this is one of my favorite times of the week when we meet and talk about this. It always makes me feel
a lot better.
When I'm down or something like that, this just always helps. And hopefully it helps people out there too. So feedback, give us 5 stars, like us, follow us.
Comment.
We greatly appreciate it. Yeah, please do.
Are you going to close in prayer?
Yeah. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for this beautiful day and this opportunity you've given us to come here and study a little bit of your word and to dive in on some of the things that we as Christians need to know and understand. We appreciate the word that you have given us so that we can grow and learn and build our relationship with you, dear Father. Dear Father, we pray that the things that we say and we talk about and that they're in accordance with thy will and they'll help build us to be stronger Christians and they'll help those that are out there maybe find you or come back or just, you know, build that relationship with you, dear Father. We thank you for all the many blessings that you have given us. Please go with us, guide, guard, and direct us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.